Happy Friday. Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for game three of a five-game set between the Shockers and the M-Braves. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and after quite the fun Thursday night, we're joined by Shockers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate the time.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
How was your Thursday?
Oh, pretty good, I'd say.
Shockers clinch a playoff spot yesterday, first time to the playoffs since 2019. How fun was yesterday's doubleheader? Are you guys taking care of business and set things up for a nice and easy weekend?
Obviously, a lot of fun, you know. We were, you know, planning on just taking care of business yesterday, you know. After the Pensacola loss, we were just like, okay, so we really have to do this right now, you know, and the guys just went to, you know, just went to work, and we actually took care of business, so that was fun to see.
Yeah, how about game two? You guys win game one, Pensacola loses game one. You know that if you win game two, you're in, and the offense comes out firing. Casey Hunt, a terrific start. Lineup puts up eight runs. Everybody's firing on all cylinders. How good was that to see from the guys? Just go out there and get it done.
I mean, just a really good team effort, you know. Like you said, Casey went out there and he threw six scoreless innings, and you know he put us up like in a really good spot to win that game. And then the boys put up eight runs, you know, like long ball by Murray. You know, Ernesto continues to just just match the balls to the gaps and stuff like that. So it was just good to see the guys, you know, doing their thing and taking care of business.
Talking about Ernesto, 30 doubles now on the year, leads the Southern League. Yesterday was a continuation of what has been just a terrific second half for him. It seems like every time you turn around, it's off the bat at 107, off the bat at 110, off the bat at 112, off the bat at even 114 this year. How impressive is that bat speed, and how impressive is the damage he's able to do at the plate on any given night?
That's something that we've always known that Ernesto is capable of doing. He's finally showing some more consistency, doing it. And it's like every night you see 100-something, like, off the bat. So just definitely good to see him, you know, being more consistent and being successful and, doing what we know he can do.
On the flip side, you guys employed a little bit of small ball yesterday during the doubleheader, especially in game one, to get guys into scoring position for Wilken and Ernesto in the middle of that lineup. How important is it down the stretch into the postseason to play a little bit more small ball to try and get runs across any way possible?
I mean, that's something, you know, that the guys have, like, taken the initiative, you know, like, to do, and, like, they're willing to, you know, to have the sack bunts and, like, move guys over and just really try to get guys into scoring position, you know, just to make sure that we have opportunities to, you know, to score more runs. We know that, like one run could be the difference. So the guys are really, you know, like, taking the initiative and, you know, doing their best to, you know, to just keep moving guys to scoring position.
How much does that filter from the top down in the Brewers organization? Because the big league club is a team that hits for power, hits for speed, hits from average, does really everything well on the offensive side, and it trickles down throughout the organization. How much does that get trickled down from the big league level and what the Brewers are doing?
I mean, that's something, you know, that as an organization, like in the minor leagues, like we don't push too much for that, like for the, you know, like for the bunting and all that stuff. But like that's just part of the game, and like most of these guys come from college, and like they've always done it, so like they're used to it. Like, and like since we don't really practice it, I cannot like ask him to do something that they don't really practice. Like this is coming like more from them, and like them wanting to, you know, to do things for the team and just sacrifice themselves and just put the team in a good position to be successful.
You've made the playoffs a couple of times as a player. You've now made it here as a coach and as a manager. How special is that feeling when you secure that spot late in the regular season heading into postseason play?
I mean, definitely, you know, a perfect way to, you know, to cap off the summer, man. It's been a season full of ups and downs for us. So, like, for us to be able to pop some champagne right here, like at the end of the season, it's huge, you know, and it's just like it's just a good experience for the guys and like for us as coaches too. Just like it teaches us like how to stay together as a group and how to keep pushing the guys, you know, to continue to do the right thing and continue to put in the work and continue to push each other to be better every day.
And you just mentioned it was a season full of ups and downs. 50 games in, this team was 19-31. You had a tough road trip where the team went 1-11. You had a homestand where it was 1-10. a couple of downs, but the second half has really been a lot of up and up. A couple of great road trips, a couple of great homestands, a terrific month of July heading into the month of August. How much does just putting together a good second half help keep this team hot and ready for postseason play on Tuesday?
I mean, obviously we made some adjustments, and we got a couple of additions, so a couple of veteran guys that helped us, really mold this team, and that helped us with the clubhouse and everything. And I think that's like what actually made the difference, those veteran guys, pushing each other, helping the younger guys stay, in line, and then just continue to push each other and just continue to work.
How much of an advantage is it to the ball club heading into the weekend knowing that you're going to play three games that really don't matter at all? You can set up your pitching staff. You can make sure everybody's healthy. How much does that help the team out and create an advantage going into game one?
I mean, definitely, it gives you an opportunity, like you said, to give some rest to some guys that need it, to just utilize your bullpen, thinking like, okay, so this guy's going to pitch today and then he's going to be ready for Tuesday, and just plan everything ahead of time, and just to make sure that you're at a really good spot whenever, the first pitch is thrown in on Tuesday.
You ready to go for Tuesday? Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes, sir. Let's get it going.
Fidel, appreciate the time as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shackers and Braves coming up next.